Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Living on an island, that's the place for me. My little patch of dry land, surrounded by the sea. Yes, that's the place for me. But how is it for you? Some like it, some don't. I do. I look at all those cruise ships going through. Well, I don't know where they're all rushing to. I sit and watch them from the pier, but I'd rather just be here. Some like it, some don't. I do. 'Cause I'm living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around this sea. Yes, that's the place for me. But how is it for you? Some like it, some don't. I do. And see the people in that ferry queue. Their tickets cost a fortune, that is true. We're the only county in Britain that you have to pay to get in. Some like it, some don't, I do. Now if people want a bridge across the sea, or a tunnel underneath, that's fine by me. Whatever will amuse them, but I will never use them, 'cause they won't go anywhere I'd want to be. I am living on an island, and that's the place to be. Little patch of dry land and all around this sea. Well, that's the place for me. But how is it for you? Some like it, some don't. I do. It's a feature of our geography that because we are surrounded by the sea, we've got a special climate. It's raining all the time. It keeps the island green. That's fine by me. Now when the weather's clear, we are blessed with views of Portsmouth and Southampton and the Test. But when there is a squall, they can't see us at all. So that's the weather that I like the best. When I'm living on an island, well, that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around this sea. Well, that's the place for me. But how is it for you? Some like it, some don't. I do. To reach the mainland shops, it takes all day. And look at all those fares you have to pay. But Gunwharf or West Key, they mean not a thing to me. I never did like shopping anyway. Don't you feel cut off? A mainland friend once wrote, I said, they bring us papers daily on the boat. We've got world news if we need it, but if I ever read it, I never find there's anything of note. If it's not in the county press, then I could not care less. Why would I? I live behind a moat. I am living on an island, and that's the place to be. My little patch of dry land and all around this sea. Yes, that's the place for me. So how is it for you? Some like it, some don't. I do. Some like it, some don't. How about you?
Do you know what? It doesn't fail to put a smile on your face, does it? That's Steve Love and Living on an Island. And the lovely thing is now, people, we have Steve Love live in the studio. Welcome back. It's been 2 and a bit years since you were in the studio live.
It has, Ian. We've done one or two sessions on Zoom or Skype or something during the lockdowns, but it's lovely to see face-to-face again in the studio when it's still just as tidy and neat as it ever was.
It's fabulous to have you in, and I know that we've been talking about, you know, the last 18 months, 2 years, and so on. How have they been for you? I know that we've talked about it before, but we've not done an interview for a period of time.
It's actually, music-wise, it's actually been quite busy because I'm sort of a solo, outdoors, busking, folky sort of person. During the lockdowns, I had to hide indoors like everybody else, but did Zoom concerts and Facebook concerts and YouTube concerts just to stay match fit, really. Sometimes I had 2 people and sometimes 12. And then as soon as you're allowed outside again, it was out into the town centres and seafronts, busking and folk clubs and marquees and staying away from the big crowds, but playing preferably with the sky over my head and a bit of wind blowing around the place.
That sounds like common sense to me. And you were saying earlier on about you're not going into big crowds and pubs that are, you know, a little bit busy and so on. So, you know, that's, I think when it comes down to it, we need to trust and respect our fellow human being. And you're doing that by, you know, saying, right, OK, I'm not playing the bigger clubs and pubs. I'm just going out and doing the, you know, folk sessions and being outside as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be a responsible musician, but a busy one. And that's the way it works for me.
There's a song there somewhere.
Somewhere, yes.
What's really good, you may have heard that Steve sounds like he's in a bathroom. He's not in the bathroom, I promise you. But obviously, because he's got his guitar and his mouth organ and so on, and like most people, when they sing, they're a little bit louder than when they talk. He's like a couple of feet away from the microphone. So, fingers crossed, we're going to get a live set. And obviously, we're going to put this online a little bit later on. But for now, this is live on Took Wireless. Steve Love is here with his guitar, his mouth organ, and we're going to play a song. What's the song you're going to play first?
Well, I thought since Christmas is coming, apparently, I'll start off with a Christmas song, and then I've got another one saved up for later. But every year there's an Isle of Wight Christmas songwriting competition. It's held at Key Arts in December each year. It's run by Chris Quinton, who is a friend of mine and a terrific Ireland local musician. And a couple of years ago, the one before it was cancelled with the lockdown, I decided to enter, and I did an Isle of Wight Christmas song 2019, and it came second equal in the competition. So yes, my gift of song is I'm going to sing the second equal best Isle of Wight Christmas song of 2019. How's about that?
Brilliant. Do I need to count you in? Do you count in? Do you do that? One, two, three, four.
You might count me in on a sort of rock and roll rhythm or something, right? Yeah. No, I shall count myself in. I'm a musician. I can count up to four most of the time. It goes 1, 2, 3, and, yeah. I'm boarding the ferry, it's late Christmas Eve. They're raising the gangway, we're ready to leave. So ferryman, hey, let's have no delay. Take me back to the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. Mr. Ferryman, hey, let's be on our way. Take me home to the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. We'll go to Tatnall Farm, see the reindeer, and wear Santa costumes to run down the pier. We'll ride on the Haven Street Santa steam train, and do Dinosaur Isle to keep out of the rain. Last year we went for the swim Boxing Day, the seas minus 3, we went in anyway. Gasping for breath as I felt my blood freeze. This year I'll go deeper, right up to my knees. Mr. Ferryman, hey, let's be on our way. Take me home to the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. At the old Shanklin Theatre, we'll see the show. I got pantomime tickets, middle front row. I'll sing all the songs and I'll join in the plot. And I'll shout, he's behind you, even when he's not. Oh yes I will, come on Ian.
Oh no he won't.
Oh yes I will.
No he won't.
But But I've got no turkey, cos they cost a lot. Try Aldi and Lidl to see what they've got. But those M&S turkeys, well, they look so nice. I'll get mine on Boxing Day when they're half price. Mr. Ferryman, hey, let's be on our way. Take me home to the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. All I want for Christmas on the Isle of Wight is a Willy's guitar and someone to put that floating bridge right. The ferries are finished now till Boxing Day. To get to the Isle of Wight, there is no way. It's so nice and peaceful when nobody's there. Can we keep it like this till the end of next year? Mr. Ferryman, hey, let's be on our way. Take me home to the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. Late Christmas Eve, they're lowering the gangway, we're ready to leave. So ferryman, hey, let's have no delay. Let me back on the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day. Mr. Ferryman, hey, I'll be on my way. I'm home on the Isle of Wight for Christmas Day.
Fabulous. Fabulous! Oh, we've got an audience.
Oh, it's an audience. That's nice.
In the building as well as out there, obviously. I've got a couple of questions. First of all, if that came second, what came first?
Oh, it was a very, very good song, and the guy who played it, I've not heard him do it since. I'm going to get hold of him next time I see him and send him in to see you, because I was well beaten into second place.
Oh, well.
But you'll notice a little mention of Willie's Guitars in there.
I did.
Willie's Guitars, it belongs to Roland White. It's in Cowes, and they sponsor local music on Vectis Radio, don't they?
They certainly do.
And also lots of other local events. I try and sort of slip them into as many songs as I can. Just say thank you to Willie's Guitars for all their support.
Well, maybe, yeah, absolutely right. Thank you, Roly. And just to slip in as well, we've got Local Music Day, which we announced a couple of days ago, which should be a big presence on our website very soon. We're doing the 26th of January. So 26th of January is Local Music Day. Would you come in and do a live set?
I'll be there. You can't keep me away.
Good. Excellent. That's that sorted then. There was another question I was going to ask you as well. Oh, book. I know you said that you know, you didn't want to talk about it, but come on, it'd be a great Christmas present.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, another of my lockdown projects, as well as new songs, and I'll do one or two more in a bit. Yes, I did a book called The Bank Robber's Daughter. It was the idea all came from the banking crisis and all that sort of thing about a decade ago. And the more I read into the sort of misdeeds and greed and all that sort of thing behind it all, the more I thought there's a novel there. So it came to fruition this year in the lockdown. It's Bank Robbers versus Crooked Bankers. Who wins? And the only way to find out is to buy the book.
Two things. You should voice it. You should turn it into an audio book. And going back to the song that you just played, isn't it funny how 2 years later people still talking about the floating bridge still?
Well, somebody said, has that been out for 2 years? I was looking through my own notes. I wrote my first song about the floating bridge being broken probably nearly 3 years ago. So it must have been broken for a while then,
yeah.
For me to have written a song about it. But it's got rude words in it, so I can't do it on Vectis.
Oh, that's really a shame. Perhaps you could come in after 9 o'clock and do it. but good news, the floating bridge is supposedly back in action on Monday. So there's training being issued this week, but apparently it should be back on Monday.
Oh, now, that means I'll have to dump 3 or 4 songs then.
Now, you've been doing a lot of stuff at the Donkey Sanctuary.
Yes, another Christmas story. Hillary and I went for a walk on Bentner Downs just before Christmas. Probably around the 18th of December, the day of the notorious party, but we were out in the fresh air. And on the way back, we thought, let's go and get a cup of tea at the cafe at the Donkey Sanctuary on that over between Roxhall and Godshill. So we had a lovely cup of tea and some cake, and then we said, let's go and look at the donkeys. And We ended up falling in love with a donkey called Rose. And she's a very shy donkey, but she's a pretty little grey donkey. And then we adopted Rose. And, you know, you pay sort of £25 and you adopt her for the year. And no doubt lots of other people adopt her as well, but she still feels like sort of your donkey. And then I was looking, they've got a big board up, and it's got probably over 100 donkeys, sort of mugshots of them, all looking at you with a smile on, that sort of thing, and their name, and then you can sort of adopt them off the board. And I was looking at all the names of the donkeys, and I thought the donkeys' names themselves are almost sort of musical in themselves. And I thought, how can I stitch all these together into a donkey song? So I put together a song called A Donkey Called Rose, and so I tried it out, and people seemed to like it. I hadn't realised how many people on the island have adopted a donkey. And every time I play it, somebody either comes up and said, "You mentioned my donkey," or "You didn't mention my donkey." And then I have to go away and sort of rewrite it to get their donkey into it somehow, squeeze another donkey in, so that if they hear me again, they don't berate me. But then this year, we had another idea. I was over there, and done a collaboration with the Donkey Sanctuary, and put together a CD, which you can't see because it's at the radio, but it's called A Donkey Called Rose.
Hang on, hold it up. Hold it up.
Oh, hold it up.
We get a picture so that people can actually see it. Hang on, I've got to find the camera. Right.
Right.
Okay.
Is that okay then?
Yeah, that's fine. It's covering over your face, so that's...
let me move it. So that's even better.
Yeah, that's... Okay.
Right. So Ian's taken a picture of it. So how you get a picture on the radio, I do not know. But it's got Rose on the front, 14 Isle of Wight songs by Steve Love, and it's got a picture of Rose in the middle again on the CD, and a map of the Donkey Sanctuary, and a picture even of me stroking Rose, which takes quite some doing because she's very shy. But they've got a lady there called Lucy Smith who took all the pictures, and she got some terrific photos. And they're selling it in the Donkey Sanctuary shop this Christmas. And the proceeds, of course, go to the Donkey Sanctuary.
Brilliant. Good
so
for you.
So I thought, shall I do A Donkey Called Rose?
How many? Okay, let's try and count how many donkeys are in while you're doing the song.
I never tried. But this is a true story. A donkey called Rose. I only called in for a nice pot of tea. I can remember it still. And a fresh fruity scone with jam and cream on that donkey place out by God's Hill. But look at what happened to me. How it came about, well, who knows? But heavens above, I fell madly in love with a sweet little donkey called Rose. Well, it could have been Amber or Andy or Angel Angelica, Angus, Augustus, or Archie, or Baby, or Barbara, Barnaby, Bella, or Bob Bell, or Brandy, or Blakey, or Buttons, or Chalky, or Chafford, or Charlie, or China, or Coco, I suppose, or Coffee, or Colin, or David, or Daisy, but my little donkey, she's Rose. They told me she's up for adoption. I said, she can come live with me. I've got a nice place, she'll have plenty of space, and I'll let her sleep on the settee. But they told me that isn't the option. Donating, that's what they propose. Just 25 quid, you'll be glad that you did for adopting our donkey called Rose. And it could have been Del Boy or Dylan or Dennis, Diana or Dodger or Effin. Or Eddie, Emma, Emma, or Eric, or Elvis, Eva, Felicity, or Frida, or Frankie, or Frosty, or Harvey, or India, or Geraldine, or Jackie, or Jim Bob, I chose, or Joseph, or Leighton, or Major, or Merlin, but my little donkey, she's Rose. Now every weekend I go visit, even if it rains and snows. She'll be there in her stall. She comes when I call for a stroke of her little grey nose. £25, not much, is it? Not for the donkey I chose. Oh, when she looks at me, that's when I see that it's meant to be my sweet Rose. Well, there's Moses and Murphy Myra, Naomi, Olive, Olivia, Patio, or Poncho, or Phoenix, Pinocchio, or Pinky, or Perky, or Poppy, or Princess, or Ruby, or Rambo, or Rupert, or Sammy, or Smudgy, or Sid, or Toby, or Thomas, I suppose. But the best thing that I ever did was adopting a donkey called Rose. Yes, the best thing that I ever did was adopting my donkey called Rose.
Wow! That was just fabulous. I tried to count. I lost count halfway through. It must have been about 50 or 60 names in there.
There's a whole lot. I've never actually counted up. Yes, I'll do that. And then next time you hear it, it will have changed, of course, because somebody else will have said, that's what I've got my donkey in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the problem was when I downloaded a list of all the donkeys, I didn't realise there were two pages. So I took all the donkeys off the first page. So anybody's got a donkey on the second page, I sort of missed it.
Do you know, the lonely thing about that is, while you were playing it, I was in my mind thinking, I want to adopt a donkey now.
Well,
so it's easy, is it?
It is very easy. In fact, we thought of that. It says on the inside cover, if you would like to adopt a donkey too, or know more about the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary, it's all on iow.iowdonkeysanctuary.org. So, yes, the main purpose of the CDs, I guess, is to make a bit more money, or make a bit of money. I think they had one of their big barns blown down in the storm, so that's going to cost a bit. Also, if anybody does adopt a donkey, and it's okay to adopt Rose, we won't mind, we're not, we'll never know, and we're not fussy about it, but we're going there on Wednesday. Going there for a treat, we're going for lunch,
you're not playing?
All that sort of thing.
You're just going?
Not playing, no, we're just going to look at Rose and have a baked potato and a treacle pudding and custard or something like that.
Nice.
And that'll be our Christmas trip out in the fresh air.
Good for you, good for you. You won't be taking your guitar?
No, it's not really guitar weather, I don't think. I like July and August when it's warm and sunny.
Now, are you writing? You must be writing all the time. Have you got any new songs?
Yeah, it's when I first started writing Isle of Wight songs, I had three, I think. I thought, I wonder if I could sort of get up to 10. Oh. And then I sort of got to 11 and I thought, surely not 20. And anyway, up to about sort of 60 odd now, and some I play a lot and some just every now and then. But it does mean any occasion, any audience, if there's a trigger, I can usually sort of pick up, if somebody's got a dog, I'll do a Isle of Wight dog song. And if, I don't know, if somebody's got arrived on the ferry, I can do an Isle of Wight ferry song. But every time I think there's nothing else you can sing about on the island, something else just pops up. And there was a great example of that. I was at a socially distanced outdoor garden party this summer, and I bumped into a chap. He's in his 80s. His name's Paul Dyer, and he's a retired taxi driver. And he told me the complete story of what happened on the 9th of March, 1973, when the British Rail ferry Shanklin crashed into Ryde Pier. And I guess you'd have to be a certain age even to remember that. And then before anybody could do anything, the taxi driven by Mr. Dyer and with one passenger in fell through the hole into the sea. And he told me the whole story. I bumped into people who remember it. He gave me his press cuttings, and he gave me a little bit of inside track detail that wasn't in the press cuttings. And it just sort of, the song almost wrote itself because it's such a terrific story. So I was going to play that one, Ian, if that's all right.
Just fabulous.
To illustrate how the island is a constant source of little Isle of Wight songs. Yeah, I mean, we don't have British Rail ferries anymore. When they went, 1980s perhaps?
Yeah, it probably was.
The ferry was the Shanklin. The Shanklin doesn't exist anymore. I looked up some pictures of it. It looks like a lovely old proper ferry. You know, it's now a fast cat thing, isn't it? I've been along the pier trying to find the broken bit, see if you can see the mend, but the pier has been completely refurbished since then, so you can't see the join.
It's a bit like Trigger's broom. It's not the same pier.
No, it's not the same pier. No, yeah. But yeah, Paul Dyer, he's still there, he's still rocking, and he's... this is the story as told by him to me. There's a fella up in Cosham, said things are looking bright. You see, he's got a secret lady friend here on the Isle of Wight, and she's asked him for the weekend. Says she, he should stay the night, and he said, things are going all my way. So this fella up in Cosham told his wife of his intent to spend the night in Chichester at a snooker event. She said, go and enjoy yourself. So off he up and went, thinking, well, this is my lucky day. It looks as though this is my lucky day. He took the train from Cosham down to Portsmouth Harbour Station and hopped aboard the ferry full of keen anticipation. And his weekend with his lady friend lived up to expectation, till she said, time you got on your way. He said, yes, I know, I'll get the taxi fare. The driver said, let's go, the last ferry will soon be there. I'll run you down the pier, drop you off with time to spare. And he said, well, this is my lucky day. It looks as though this is my lucky day. Well, the taxi seats were roomy, like those old Ford Zephyrs were. And the night outside was gloomy, foggy, everywhere a blur. They turned onto the pier, but the pier wasn't there. Next thing they know, they're falling through the air. The captain of the Shanklin, beads of sweat upon his brow, is shouting at the helmsman, will you kindly tell me how? We've pranked that ruddy pier, now it's hanging off our bow. In the dark and foggy night, they'd lost their way. When the taxi hit the sea, it sank and didn't stop. But thankfully the people were thrown clear by the drop. Surprised to be alive, they clambered up on top. And the fellow said, this is my lucky day. It looks as though this is my lucky day. Soon people came along to fix the pier and clear the mess, and brought a crane to fish the taxi out with success. Then someone took a photograph and sent it to the press up in London, over Fleet Street way. The chap got back to Cosham, where he gave his wife a kiss. Said that was quite some snooker match, wasn't one to miss. But she held him up the telegraph, said, what the hell is this? I don't think this is your lucky day. Whatever you may say, you're gonna have to pay. 'Cause today is not your lucky day.
How do I get Steve Love's music inside my wife's Christmas stocking?
Ah, right. Yeah, thank you for asking. I've got, apart from the, well, The Donkey Called Rose, that's that and 14 other songs. You can only get that from the Donkey Sanctuary, from the shop there. But I also got two CDs. One's called Isle of Wight Girl, and the other one's called Living on Isle of Wight Time. And they've each got 20 different Isle of Wight songs, and they're all chirpy, upbeat songs. 20 different ones on each, and they're all about ferries and buses and dogs and old hippies and the music scene and pubs and mermaid gin and donkeys and landslips and all the other sort of things that just make up old hippies, things that make up life on the island. There's no miserable sad ones, they're all just sort of chirpy happy Isle of Wight songs. How to get them? Christmas is getting a bit close. There are fiver each, or if you want one of each, have the set, then a special price of a tenner.
Hang on, that's the same price, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, £11 to two. No, fiver each, or they do fit in a stocking. I've tested them. They fit in a Christmas card. They've got very nice packages inside, so they look nice, they feel nice. I hope you'll confirm that. How to get them? Well, time's a bit short. If I'd be a bit cheeky, and if somebody wants one and they're listening, can they sort of email you at the station and you just send the email straight to me and then I'll deal with it all?
No problem.
Just a name and an address or an email, and then I'll deal with all the sending or delivering. And your address is, Ian?
It's ian.mac@vectisradio.fm.
ian.mac@vectisradio.fm.
Send us a message and we'll get it to Steve, and then he can get the CD out to you as soon as possible.
As soon as I get home, I'll deal with them all.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, even on Christmas Eve, he could be coming down your chimney with a CD. There you go.
Yeah, I'm out and about the island, so I can do drop-offs or sort out some cheapo postage. Yeah.
I guarantee, you know, it was just like you do, you brighten up people's day. You know, we've had a set here, and obviously, whenever we play a Steve Love song, people always say, it always puts a smile on my face, which is a lovely thing. And just what the doctor ordered in these current times. Now, look, you mentioned a competition 2 years ago, 2019. There probably wasn't one last year. But was there one this year, or is there one this year?
Yeah, last year got COVID zapped, of course. Yes, so it was back this year with 2 years worth of, you know, built up tension and excitement. And it was at Key Arts. It was Monday night last week, and there's loads of people there. There was a dozen or so songs, and Chris Quinton was there sort of running it and judging it and everything. But I thought, right, I've had 2 years to prepare for this. Came second equal last time. There's only one way to go. Let's really sort of work on this. And so I thought I'd start work back in October it was. And if you remember October, Ian, there was a sort of bit of a panic. It seems to have subsided, but the loss of lorry drivers and delivery drivers who, for various complex reasons which we won't go into, had sort of returned to Eastern Europe, and there were lots of fears about supermarket queues and empty shelves and food sort of rotting in the distribution and so on. Do you remember all that?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought, right, well, that's...
Sounds very Christmassy.
Let's try and keep it topical and... keep it topical, but I thought, there's a little song in there, an excuse to do a sort of song I've been wanting to do for ages. So I worked and worked and worked on it and tested it and did all the words and did the research, polished it, got it just right, went to the songwriting competition last week, and how do you think I did?
Second?
Third equal. Oh. So here is, I'll do it.
Yeah,
yes,
please.
Here
yeah.
is the third equal best song on the island this Christmas. I can't tell you who was in front. There were so many people in front of me, I can't remember who they all were. But I'll get the 2019 guy in. It was a fantastic song. He's a great guy. Right. Christmas 2021, the third equal best song on the Isle of Wight. I was getting in the Christmas mood, but Mum said she's sorry. We haven't any Christmas food. The shops have done their best, but there's no delivery drivers, not since Victor, Vlad and Maury had to all go back to Bucharest. She's tried Aldi, Lidl, Asda, Tesco, Morrison's, everywhere, even Marks and Waitrose, but all the shelves are bare. The freezer chests are empty, she said, you should see the queue. We'll have no food for Christmas, what are we going to do? I said, Mum, go get your bus pass, your handbag and your trolley, cos we're gonna have our Christmas somehow, and by golly, we'll find everything we need, if it takes all day and night, a Merry Christmas indeed, all made on the Isle of Wight. And so we went to Brownrigg's farm shop for ham and pheasant pies, and Woodford's at Bembridge to get some turkey thighs, potatoes, leeks and carrots from the Barrow boys in Ryde, living at Lala at Abseed for the parsnips on the side, and Newport Farmer's Market for our Brussels sprouts and peas, and bluebells at Brittlesford for butter and green teas, and Pink's Foods at Murstone for chutney, spice and sauce, and Scarrett's Lane Bakery for our mince pies, of course. I said, Mum, go get your bus pass, your handbag and your trolley, cos we're gonna have our Christmas somehow, and by golly, we'll find everything we need, if it takes all day and night, Merry Christmas indeed, all made on the Isle of Wight. And the fruit bowl at Newchurch, we got our Christmas jam, at the garlic farm, got relish for our Farmer Jack's farm ham,
At Brighstone Village Store, we got every kind of cheese. Gallybaggers, Isle of Wight Blue, and Borthwood Breeze. Then Mum got all excited. I told her, Mum, stay calm, cos we're off to get some venison from the Island Deer Farm. She said, Aunt Jessie's coming, only eats gluten-free cake. So I took her down to Bradingtown to Twins, that's what they make. I said, Mum, go get your bus pass, your handbag and your trolley, cos we're gonna have our Christmas somehow, and by golly, we'll find everything we need. If it takes all day and night, Merry Christmas indeed, all made on the Isle of Wight. Got our fish from Ventnor Haven, crab at the pasty shed, the cantina for croissants, Christmas cake and bread, and honeycomb from Binfield, and porridge oats and flour that come from Calborne Mill, all made with water power. Water power. Now there's a point. That could come in handy if France really does cut off our electricity and we can't afford gas. We call it Adjton Vineyard, the rosé red and white, and at the Island Brewery for a barrel of white night. But we found no Island brandy to baste our Christmas pud, so we lit it up with mermaid gin. It tasted twice as good. I said, Mum, go get your bus pass, your handbag and your trolley, cos we're gonna have our Christmas somehow, and by golly, we've found everything we need. Though it took all day and night, Merry Christmas indeed, all made on the Isle of Wight. We found everything we need, so we're gonna have a right Merry Christmas indeed, all made on the Isle of Wight. And when we got home with our shopping, outside we found a lorry, and Victor, Vlad and Maury, who said, we're very sorry. We put it to the test and come back from Bucharest, cos Christmas on the Isle of Wight is best.
Do you know what? There were so many things in that song, the lyrics, that you think, how did you get that? Brighstone Village Shop in a song. I just think it's fabulous what you do. I really do. I just think it's put a smile on my face. There's Maggie and Calvin waiting to come in and do the afternoon show. They've got smiles on their faces, and I know that our listeners will as well. So thank you for doing that. It's much needed. Thank you very much for coming in with your guitar and your mouth organ and yourself as well, Steve. And it's just been absolutely wonderful to see you back in the studio again. I wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas and a safe one as well. I know you've got family coming down. You're going to spend some time with people that you've not seen in years, so I hope that goes well, and all the very best for 2022. What have you got planned?
Another CD, surely. I'll start recording that. I've got lots of songs, including a Christmas song and a song about a taxi falling through the pier, for a start, and quite a few others. I think I might be playing on a hovercraft.
Oh wow!
One of the Solent Forts this year, but I'll save that one for. I'll tell you all about that when that's
fantastic.
Another year really of just enjoying the fresh air and outdoors and playing in pub gardens and street corners and seafronts and anywhere where I can get the sky over my head and then make a lot of noise.
Fabulous! Thank you for coming in this lunchtime. That was it, wasn't it? There wasn't any other songs.
Well, there's lots more songs. No, that's enough for one day. But brilliant. Ian, thank you ever so much indeed for having me in. Merry Christmas to you and everybody at Vectis Radio. And we'll see you before long.
Fabulous! Thank you, Steve Love. Yes.